Sort out your budget if you want corporation tax powers. That's the message coming from the Prime Minister, David Cameron, yesterday, as he gave his strongest hint yet that a deal on the tax could be just days away. But he warned local politicians they've got to sort out the finances at Stormont if they want more tax-raising power. Speaking at Westminster, Cameron said the executive had put forward a strong case for devolving more responsibility, but said the onus was now on them to deliver.
At the moment, there have been real issues in Northern Ireland, as you know, about sorting out their budgets. And I don't think it's difficult to argue you should have more responsibility in terms of tax-raising powers if you're not adequately sorting out current budgets for Northern Ireland and making sure the government is delivering.
Well, the DP's Gregory Campbell is with us this morning. Morning to you, Gregory.
Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. And the TV leader, Jim Allister. Morning, Jim.
Morning.
Is this good news is corporation tax good news for Northern Ireland, Jim?
No, I don't think so, and I have three reasons for thinking that. First of all, I suppose you could say it's an ideological reason, but I very strongly believe as a unionist that a common platform of being part of the union is that you pay the same taxes and you get the same benefits across the United Kingdom. So I think that maintaining the integrity of the fiscal system in the UK is an important guy rope that holds the United Kingdom together. So from that starting point, I then look rather askance at the idea that something like corporation tax should be devolved. And then I suppose for the financial reason of the uncertainty, if not the great danger of devolving it, I recoil from it, because we do know that whatever is perceived to arise from the corporation tax formula, that there is a corresponding reduction which could run into hundreds of billions of pounds from the block grant. Now, when you are a region such as we are, which spends more than you raise, then you should be very careful what you wish for, because obviously the Treasury keen to get rid of this function, because then they can say, well, if you need more money, you raise it in your own fiscal arrangements, etc. And all the while, our block grant is radically to be reduced. Now, we are already facing into big cuts, and we're all seeing in our constituencies the effects of those. And that's only the beginning, because the next spending round is going to have further reduction. And the third reason I'm against it is the practical reason. Who in their right mind would think it wise or safe to give Stormont fiscal powers to let them near the question of what taxes should be paid by corporations or individuals or anyone else? My goodness, they have demonstrated above all they can't handle the powers they have.
But he's talking about Gregory. You and your party.
There's a couple of things here, Stephen. First of all, as we see the UK change in the various regions, Cameron came out on the morning after the Scottish referendum and made it very clear that, the English regions would now be up there in terms of trying to push themselves forward, that they didn't feel forgotten. And what is inevitably going to happen now is that the various regions of the UK, be they Scotland, be they northeast of England, will become more competitively positioned in order to try and attract inward investment.
But it's a gamble, this, Gregory, isn't it? Worth hundreds of millions. It's £100 million, triple £100 million, £400 million gamble, this, isn't it?
No, but hold on, Stephen. You see, what has been happening is, remember, the corporation tax rate was 28%. It is now 21 and will shortly fall to 20. And the further it falls for the entire United Kingdom, the more difficult it will be for Northern Ireland to position ourselves as better than any other region of the UK to attract inward investment. So in other words, the competitive edge, if everywhere falls to 15% throughout the UK, while Northern Ireland has other considerable selling advantages, but we wouldn't have the cutting edge of corporation tax reduction below the rates of the other regions of the UK.
Is that what we're looking for?
The land border with the Irish Republic also places it.
Is that what you're looking for? Are you looking for 15%? Is that the rate?
Well, no. We've got to look at what 15% would cost us, or what 12%.
Well, how much would it cost us? You must have costed it.
Well, I mean, there have been various estimates. And, if we're talking somewhere around the 12, 13%, the Republic is 12.5%. But I think we would want to be either slightly better or similar to, but not the same as, the Irish Republic. Now, various estimates have put that at around about 250, 300, maybe 320 million. But they hear the point is, Stephen, that if the United Kingdom's corporation tax rate were to continue to fall, then the differential would fall. You know, obviously, if the UK rate was to come down to 15% and we were at 13%, we would still have a marginal advantage, but it wouldn't be costing us very
much. There's absolutely no sign of the UK corporation rate coming down to anywhere close to 15%, Gregory.
Well, it's not on the cards.
Well,
now, hold on. It's only a few years since it was 28%, and it is now 21%, and in a few months' time, in the next financial year, it will be 20%. Now, I don't know many people who were predicting when it was 28% that we would get to 20%. But we're going to be there now.
And have you got major business telling your party that they will set up in Northern Ireland if the corporation tax is cut?
Well, more than just major businesses saying they will set up in Northern Ireland. There are existing businesses in Northern Ireland who have already said that if a corporation tax cut is implemented, they will be able to expand significantly. So, and you know, Stephen, what we've seen this week and in previous weeks, we've seen existing companies in Northern Ireland expanding their workforce. Just yesterday, an extra 600 jobs over the course of the next 4 or 5 years in the Citigroup and other groups doing likewise. You know, that's evidence that when you get firms here, they will put their roots down, they will expand. And if we can offer them additional incentives, And we have to work at that, and we have to try and minimise whatever cost it is. If we can do that, the experience that we've shown has been that they come, they stay, and they expand, and they give more employment. And yes, they do make more profits. I mean, nobody should. There's no such thing as a free lunch. They do make more profits, but they offer more people more employment.
Jim, you've just heard Gregory Campbell's contribution there this morning, and he reckons it's worth a gamble.
Isn't the operative word gamble? You know, let's look at the situation of the Welsh Government. Welsh Government had a proper commission examine this. We haven't had that. That commission concluded, and the Welsh Government accepted, that it was such a gamble that they didn't want to have corporation tax, because they too are dependent on a block grant. Now, I think that they made the right decision, and I don't think that we should be gambling with our public services in the manner that this would cause us to do. And I certainly don't think we should do that when the gamblers are those who have been so inept in running the money that they have. And, you know, with a party in government like Sinn Féin, they're more than happy to bankrupt Northern Ireland. So it's their agenda, fine. And I don't think we should give them any more cards to play as gamblers.
But how does it not work? If we are more competitive than other regions of the UK, is your loyalty not more to Northern Ireland than to England? You say that you want parity across the UK. Do you not prefer to benefit business in Northern Ireland than somewhere in, I don't know, Dorset or Bristol?
Of course I want to benefit Northern Ireland, but let's be realistic. The cornerstone and the backbone of our business in Northern Ireland is small and medium-sized businesses, which will benefit not at all from the reduction in corporation tax. Who will benefit? Perhaps some large corporations. Where will they benefit? Well, I think there have been enough scandals about how tax is paid and dodged by headquarters elsewhere that it's not even sure or certain. It's part of the gamble whether or not there will be a reaping of tax.
So what's your alternative? How would you boost business in Northern Ireland?
Well, you take a look at Germany. Germany has a relatively high corporation tax, yet it is very successful as an economy. Yes, it's dipping slightly at the minute, but historically it's been very successful. And how it does it in terms of foreign direct investment, from what I can see, is it makes sure that its other packages are sufficiently attractive. It's not all about corporation tax. And this single focus on corporation tax, I think, means we're missing many tricks in terms of packaging things up for inward investment. So I think Germany is an example which shows that reducing corporation tax is not the panacea to attracting inward investment. I think it's about having a competitive wage structure. It's about having a skilled labour. It's about having all those things. There's no point in having small corporation tax if you can't offer the incoming employers the skilled workforce that they're looking for. So it's a whole basket of issues, not just a single idea of a corporation tax, which seems for our.
So you don't think we have a skilled workforce in Northern Ireland capable if there is more work here? You don't think we have a skilled workforce capable of picking up that work?
I think no later than this week. We listened to the Employment and Learning Minister make proposals to ensure that our workforce becomes more skilled, because there are many people in our workforce who are leaving school without the adequate skills, and he quite rightly has now got a scheme that he's anticipating about apprenticeships and other training to make the workforce more skilled. So, of course, our workforce needs to be more skilled, can be more skilled, but this vanity project of our politicians wanting to be able to preen themselves, say, oh, we can control corporation tax, I really do wonder about it, and I think that it is that, a vanity project for some of them. And to talk about it and to admit it, and not have it properly costed, and to say it might be too.
Well, Gregory Campbell's just told you. Gregory Campbell's just told you that if we're looking at 12.5%, in other words, similar to the Republic of Ireland, that we're looking at about a £300 million cost. So they have costed it.
Yes, but have you ever seen any published figures on that? Have you ever seen the Department of Finance personnel or anyone else publish figures as to calculations on that? I hear figures bandied about. I've heard figures bandied about by this finance minister and the previous finance minister. And I think it's significant that the previous finance minister isn't as big an enthusiast for this, it would seem, as the current one. So I think even within those who have expertise in matters financial, there are doubts about this. And I think it's far too serious to be gambling with. And I go back to what the Welsh government did. Proper commission investigation and a proper conclusion and a realisation as a country dependent on a block grant, you don't want to touch fiscal powers, because the rejoinder is, when you need more money, you've got fiscal powers, you risk it.
Jim, thank you very much indeed. Morning to you. Here's Stephen calling us from Derry this morning. Morning to you, Stephen.
Morning, Stephen. Stephen, I'm just listening to Jim Alistair. I think he's in cloud cuckoo land, really, because he's talking about an even-handed approach across the whole of the UK when it comes to tax. You know, even here in Northern Ireland, there's a disparity between Derry and Belfast in wages. So how can we accept that a party is going to fight for equality when they can't even do it on their own doorstep? You know, if you think about it this way, Stephen, Wayne Rooney's tax bill per week is the same as 4,000 call centre workers here in Northern Ireland. That's the gap between England and Northern Ireland when it comes to paying taxes. So I think it's really unreasonable to think that there's going to be a level playing field across the whole of the UK on this issue.
What's the point you're making, though? How's Wayne Rooney relevant?
Because, Stephen, our wage structure here, compared to England, is not the same. So how can we expect to be paying the same? Jim talked about, you know, what we bring into the system is far less than what we're getting out of it. Of course it is, because we're living in a different part of the UK. For a start, our jobs aren't the same, and our wages aren't the same. So how can we actually be expected to pay the same tax structure as they do in, say, London or South East England?
So what would you do instead? How would you attract new business into Northern Ireland? If it's not incentivising them through a cheaper tax structure, then how would you do it?
Well, I'm no expert on it, Stephen, so I'm looking for the experts to actually lead us forward in this issue. I would say that the corporation tax would be a benefit to the companies actually coming here. I don't know if it's a long-term strategy or not, but I think it's something that could be looked at around.
You see, let's not forget the other side of the coin here, that when we're talking about tax cuts for these businesses, there would also be tax cuts for businesses that the general public might not approve of getting money back into their bank accounts. You know, you're talking about the massive companies that are doing all right. Thank you very much. For example, banks. And the taxpayers already bailed the banks out, as you know. You've all bailed the banks out that needed the money to the tune of hundreds of millions of pounds. They would get a tax cut. They would pay less tax. The big supermarkets who are making hundreds of millions of pounds, they would get a tax cut. Is that the best use of money? Because you cannot discriminate between one company and another, of course. 08459 555 678. John, next morning to you, John.
Morning, Stephen. Hope you enjoyed your holiday now. Stephen, this is a very bad idea for Northern Ireland. You have it in the Irish Republic, and there's not a high wage economy and full employment in the Irish Republic with our corporation tax. And to bring it into Northern Ireland, facing massive cuts to the public sector in the next 4 to 5 years, the private sector will not be able to pick up the slack over the next 4 to 5 years of job losses. And to help big business in such a way, at this very moment in time, you mentioned the supermarkets, they don't pay the living wage. So they're going to make more money. They're going to rely on people getting tax credits who they employ.
I think what we need to do, I think the next step here is for our programme to get in touch with the Department for Finance and ask them, is this actually costed? So if we went for a tax rate, as Gregory Campbell was saying, maybe just slightly below the Republic of Ireland, let's say that they're at, 12.5%? So let's say 12%. Let's actually get the figures, if indeed they have been costed. And you've got to presume that if there are pitches going to the Prime Minister, that it has been costed. Let's see if we can get some of the figures by tomorrow.
Well,
today's Friday,
point,
isn't
Stephen.
It? By Monday, from the Department
point,
of Finance
Stephen.
System, how much it would actually cost, how much the gamble's going to be. Right, final point, John. Come on, because I want to talk about
Jen
Evans.
One more point, Stephen.
Come on.
I believe that they do get these fiscal raising powers in Northern Ireland, i.e. corporation tax, and they get themselves into difficulty. I think we'll bring in water charges to offset the price of it.
Water charges? Well, there's not much appetite among the political parties for that, John.
Well,
okay.
I believe if we get Northern Ireland government get into serious financial trouble and England refuse to bail them out like it did this time, the only other raising power they'll have is water charges.
Okay, John, thank you very much indeed.